Okay, fun seekers, we're going to take a look at technical analysis. Now, if you've gone through the presentation, you will know that I'm not a big fan of this stuff. I consider it maybe a little bit better than voodoo or reading the entrails of a chicken, but not much better. So I'm the worst person to introduce you to technical analysis. But there are many people who swear by it and use it, and so this is an introduction to investments class, so you must know at least that it exists, and maybe it'll pique your interest and you'll go to several websites and maybe take out a few books and maybe sign up for a few of these websites that tell you how fabulous, fantastic trader and speculator you're going to be. Don't believe them. Okay, well, anyway, it's getting harder and harder to find places that give you free technical analysis. Most of them want you to sign up. Yahoo's one that still gives you some free, and of course, they try to get you to sign up for their premium. One of the students said they really like this website called FinViz. I checked it out. It's not really conducive to demonstrating, so I'm not going to use it, but same idea. Whatever we're going to do here, you can do there, or on MarketWatch, or try the other places. But we're going to look at Verizon. So let's do VZ, Verizon Communications. You know them, right? The little mom and pop shop that gets people to use their cell phones. Anyway, $31, the market's open, so you should see this bouncing around. And by now, you should be fairly familiar with most of these, like the market capitalization, the PE ratio, earnings per share, the dividends and the dividend yield, $2.66 out of $5 of earnings, and are paying 8.62%. Not bad. Yahoo thinks that they're going to be worth $39, almost $40 next year, which is a pretty big jump. And notice they also show you AT&T, but then they also show you Procter & Gamble. This is dumb. They said, well, people also watch these because they're interested in big companies, but they should put just the competitors there. That's what they used to do. They don't do that anymore. Near fair value, they think it's about fairly priced, but that's the Yahoo's. Everybody's got their, I like Value Line, you know that. But what we're going to do is we're going to play with charts. We're going to go to the charting, and typically what they do is they give you a year. They give you a year. Wait a minute. Oh, this one remembers. See, I went back. They typically give you a year. Let's do five. Get out of here. Let's go 5 years. Where's 5 years? 5 years. And so what we see is the chart here. I'm going to make this a little smaller. My apologies. Hopefully it's not too small. And what we're seeing is the price. And then what do you think the little D's across the bottom? Of course, dividends. And then across the bottom, you see these red and these green lines. That's the volume. If the volume is higher, you're going to see a higher spike. And if the volume is lower, of course, if it's red, it means it went down that period. I think it's week. Yeah, it defaults to week when you go to 5 year, and you can do month or whatever. But that week it went down. If it was red that week it went down. If it was green that week it went up, and the volume was higher or lower. And some people use that volume as a very important tool. But what we're going to do is we're going to use these indicators, these technical indicators. And what you will notice is that there are dozens of these things, dozens and dozens and dozens of these indicators that may or may not be very important to you. We're going to use the most, probably the oldest, and I don't know if it's the most common, but it's very commonly used, and that's the simple moving average. Sometimes you'll see the word simple there because there's an exponential one, but if it just says moving average, it's the simple. And what are they going to do? They're going to give us a 50-day moving average. Simple. Notice you could say, okay, I want exponential or triangular or variable. Let's just use the simple. And then we're going to use purple. So remember purple. And what does that do? That goes back every day here. It goes back 50 days and gives you the average. So you see how it smooths out the jagged up and down of the prices. The prices are bouncing around. And if we go back every day, 50 days, and then average that, and then the next day go back 50 days and average that, that's called the simple moving average. Now, what also are we going to do? We're going to add another indicator. We're going to add another moving average, but this time we're going to use the 200-day moving average. And we're going to change the color to, say, let's use red. and say save. Now what happens? Aha! Aha! What we see now is this red one that goes back 200 days. So what you're doing is you're just juxtaposing the 50-day moving average on the 200-day moving average. And so here is when the 50-day goes below the 200-day. That's called the death cross. Oh, by the way, it fell off. It was just there just a couple of days. It fell off. So let me see if I can do this without messing up. I did it. Here's the golden cross. If the 50-day goes above the 200-day moving average, that's supposed to be a good sign. It's called the golden cross, right? If the 50-day goes below the 200-day moving average, that's the death cross. And, you know, you're supposed to decide whether or not that's a good time to buy or sell, right? If it's a golden cross, that's supposed to be a good day to buy. And if it's the death cross, it's a good day to sell. And sometimes it is true and sometimes it's not true. For example, it went below, the 50-day went below the 200-day here. Was that a good time to sell? Not really, because it bounced up. But this time, then when it went above, well, yeah, I guess right now it would have been a great time to buy. But now would have been, and it would have been a great time to sell here too. So you have to decide whether this is useful to you. And then some technical analysts will say, well, 200-day and 50-day, that's too much. They're short-term traders. They want you to use the 15-day or the 10-day and the 20-day or whatever. So let's add the 15-day because that also gives them more chances to trade if you use something. Because there, now we see the, it's kind of the same color as the price, but it's more, what is it? Like a turquoise or something like that, as opposed to blue. It gives you more chances for trading. And of course, we know that creates commission costs and of course, the taxes. And if you say, but I don't pay any commissions, go back to chapter 3. So now you're going to decide. Now, here's your assignment, folks. You don't have to actually know what you're doing. All you have to do is act like you know what you're doing. Because nobody really knows what they're doing when it comes to technical analysis. Certainly, I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to technical analysis. So all you have to do is act like you know what you're doing and try to convince me that you know what you're doing. And since I don't know what I'm doing, I will very likely just say, oh, of course, you know exactly what you're doing, and a $500,000 a year plus bonuses job on Wall Street is waiting for you as a technical analyst. Questions, thoughts, ideas? Play with the Bollinger Bands. I don't really know what these things are. I just know that people use them. I guess they show you that it's volatile. Yeah, I think that's what it's trying to show you. We know that already. We know that stocks are volatile. And play with some of the other weird things. Just play with them and see if you think they're very useful and realize that there's people out there who want you to pay $50 a month or $3,000 for a three-day seminar to learn how to make riches beyond your wildest dreams by buying and selling using technical analysis. Remember, folks, just do the assignment. Don't worry about it. You're going to get your easiest 10 points because I just act like you know what you're doing. That's all you got to do. And that's my description of technical analysis. Sorry. Thank you so much for being in our class, dear students. Think of how much you've learned and think of learning things that really won't help you become rich beyond your wildest dreams, in my humble opinion. And there's my sound that's telling me it's time to shut up, piano.